This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Jazz at the Mansion, the summer series of local and regional jazz musicians on the Bellamy Mansion lawn, kicks off next week, beginning with the Nick Michaels Quintet. The Bellamy Mansion presents this series with the Cape Fear Jazz Society.
This year, we have reached as far as we can to not only keep the familiar artists, the local artists, but also to find new configurations from whence they come.
That's Primus Robinson, president of the Cape Fear Jazz Society.
We had, for our 20th anniversary, the Brunswick Big Band. They were phenomenal. Out of that band, one of the leaders is Reverend Nick Michaels. Well, we asked him to choose the right people for his ensemble to come to the Bellamy and open that series this year. So we got a minister. So, I mean, what's our music going to sound like? I don't know. You know, the sacred and the sacrosanct. Great musicians. We also have Ariel Pocock.
Ariel Pocock Group from Durham performs in June. L.J. Johnson performs in July. And Julia Walker Jewell in August.
Now, a Jewell that I've seen but never knew how strong she was as a soloist was Julia Walker. Someone said, man, you got to check her out. And she came into the Burnt Mill Creek one Sunday night, and I said, that's got to be Julia Walker. She is so hip. And she's coming in with a quartet that is going to be all-star. She's got Benny Hill playing with her. So, again, familiar artists, a new setting means new music. We get a new perspective. I know that she's going to knock us out. A person who started to make a big name for himself in the area is Manny Santos. We also knew there was another guy who we wanted to give a shot to, Jim Ferris.
And
he's from where?
Just moved here from Raleigh. And Raleigh had a terrific trio. They were named number one trio in Raleigh for 2 years running.
We knew we had to give Jim a shot because every time he plays, he wows people. And the artists know when somebody's good, and they're quite willing to join with them and say, yeah, we can put something together, and it's going to be new and exciting. So Manny, when we mentioned, hey, you think you and Jim could get together? He said, yeah, man, that would be a great set. They are going to be our closing act because we always like to have a party band at the end. They're going to make it a high-spirited concert to close out in September. So it's five concerts on the lawn. And the most beautiful thing I think I've seen over the last few years is people bring small children. They actually listen to and dance to the music, and they're running around there enjoying themselves. And we've got a great fig tree back there. So when the figs get ripe, we'll go and we'll pick them and we'll give them to the kids. I mean, well, we eat a lot of them ourselves, too. I mean, I love them. It's a whole family atmosphere at the Bellamy. The artists, there's a commitment to bring something fresh to the audience. Jazz is improvisation. Jazz is exploratory. And the people who come, they are looking for surprises, pleasant surprises in the music. And that's what jazz is about.
That's Primus Robinson, president of the Cape Fear Jazz Society, and a little pop-in from Jazz Society board member Angelo Galeotti. Jazz at the Mansion kicks off Thursday, May 10th, with the Nick Michaels Quintet. See the full schedule at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.